Okay, so as I recall, what you were doing was almost, but not quite, summarizing the things. You mentioned the jury and the fact that back when we had a rule of law, and I pointed out for a long time, we haven't had trial by jury as it was actually outlined for decades, if not longer at this point. But it was males. It was a jury of your peers. You've heard the joke, I'm sure, probably 1,000 times about voir dire, meaning French for jury tampering and so forth. We saw that written large here most recently. So on all these fronts, whether it's honor your father or don't dishonor your father or slight your father, the idea of the militia itself, and I like that that concept. I talk frequently about Ha'am, the people, but and the people, of course, were the able-bodied males, and we get when there was a census, a head count, lift up the head in the Hebrew. It was the men of a military age, essentially, that were counted and so forth. King David got into trouble for counting them. They weren't his to count. And essentially, so we have all that we needed to tie together. So go ahead and begin just to tie that together, if you would.
Well, all of the stress on masculinity in the Bible, cover to cover and lid to lid, it is a thread, that means a theme that is woven throughout the warp and the woof of the Bible from one end to the other. And it is through the male of the species that the trust settlement of God that our Puritan forebears called the covenant and our Presbyterian forebears called the covenant, that it is a trust settlement. And it is the relationship that our Maker has with his people comes through the male of the species. The female of the species participates in this trust settlement if she has a husband or a father through her husband or a father, as the case may be. If she has neither husband or father, then God puts her in a special category, and you better be nice to her and take care of her and make sure nobody ever takes advantage of her, including you.
Okay.
That is why Magna Carta, the first chapters of Magna Carta, are all about widows and orphans. That's part of our common law tradition, and it's a biblical concept. And it's all about chivalry. But without masculinity, there's no chivalry. There's no decency. There's only abuse of women and children. That's all there is. Men should be taught chivalry, which is part of our common law tradition, which is biblical. Our expressions of chivalry may be a little bit different here and there, but they're very important because they keep the idea alive that men are to be nice to women. That's the foundation of all. Chivalry is not about fighting, except it is about fighting to the extent it means to protect the female of the species. My father used to say, it can all be summed up, and this is all of the Bible, all of the trust settlement of God can be summed up in three commands. And it's part of our tradition as English-speaking people. Number one, stomp the snake.
Okay.
Number two, get the girl. Number three, bust the sod. Stomp the snake, get the girl, bust the sod. See, it comes back to land, but God says to our grandpa Adam, if you're going to take lordship over this parcel of real estate I've given you, he said, I want you first to stomp the snake, and then you can get the girl. And once you get the girl, you can take care of the garden. You can dress it. You can keep it. It's all about the land, and that hasn't changed one whit. As we read through the Bible, it plays out the importance of the man in this trust settlement that God has settled. And when Jesus Christ returns, he will bring it to full circle, and he will take title deed to all the land, which is the subject of this trust settlement, the entrusted property, all the land of this place we call earth. He will destroy every city on the faces of the earth, says the book, Revelation, and there will be no more seas. So there will be no more need for the civil law, the law of the city, the code of Justinian. There will be no need for any law of admiralty, no martial law. Jesus Christ will command all, and we will be the subtenants and the subtrustees, as we are to be now, of this land. And the pollution of this land is all because, right now, because we are not giving fatherhood and fathers the due That's what's due and owing to God, not to our fathers, to God, the honor, the not slighting of our fathers. That's owed to God. Duty arises out of law. Debt arises out of contract. God does not bargain with us. He tells us what his trust settlement is. He declares his beneficiaries. That's why he has what he calls his elect, his chosen beneficiaries in the Book of Life by name specifically. That's the common law trust, too, that the beneficiaries have to be certain and ascertainable. God has done that. And he has said to us, you males, you're the problem. You know where it says in the Bible, 2 Corinthians, what is it? 7:14, I think. I'm shooting from the hip. If my people who are called by
Chronicles,
my name.
7:14, yes.
2 Chronicles, thank you, Mark. Called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. That's not written to the female of the species. It says my people. That's the militiamen. That's in the masculine. That's what that word, the people, me, my people, that's what that means. And it is no accident that our Constitution of the United States says, we, the people. Well, who are the ratifiers of that document? The militiamen. Who would be foolish enough, silly enough, to argue that anybody, the time that document was put in place, had any thought of any woman voting or ratifying that Constitution? Silliness. They didn't. It never even crossed their minds that that was possible. Why? Because men were responsible, and they knew it. Oh, women have their jurisdiction. By the way, ladies, the body, the physical body of your husband is your jurisdiction according to God's word. You better defend it, and you better get incensed if he doesn't take that serious, and you better do something about it, and you might have to get aggressive about it. That's what the book says.
Okay, yep.
The way God has designed his order is more beautiful than anything that any man could ever imagine, Mark. Well, that's what I had to say about it. We've come to a point of crisis, and some famous philosopher said that when a people find themselves in a crisis, they instinctively turn their eyes toward their origins and look there for a sign. And I say it's time, the time has come, we're in a crisis, let's turn our eyes, like the prophet. He turned his eyes toward his origins, and he looked there for a sign. Well, what's our origins? We can look right back to that document. We can look right back to those Puritans, our first fathers, and the Scotch-Irish Presbyterians. They're our first fathers, and the German and Dutch Reformed groups that were here during all that time in the Reformed faith, what we call Reformed Christianity. Let's look back to them. Let's see what they understood and why our Constitution says people. And all of those men said the people is the militia. The militia is the people. That's right. It's not everybody. It's a certain group of men to whom God has delegated that authority, over due process, not over substantive law. The Bible has given us the substantive law. Do not covet, lie, steal, commit adultery, or murder your neighbor, for a start. That's substantive. Well, but how do you decide who's done that and who hasn't? By due process. And the Bible says he has given to us due process. And that's what I'm stressing. And males, the male of the species, has a special responsibility there. And it is twofold, a twofold duty. And they are the ones that are take charge of government. In defense of the land as a member of militiamen of the several 50 states, and defense of the law of the land as a member of the jury. And to defend the one, the law of the land, is to defend the land, because if you don't defend the law of the land, then men will pollute the land and God will take it away from us. And to defend the law of the land is to defend the land. And to defend the land is to defend the law of the land, because the law of the land, according to the Bible, God gives us the land and the law arises out of the land. It is the land law, Magna Carta, law of the land. Article 6 of our Constitution, law of land, that's our common law. That's due process. Mark, thank you so much. I thought it was important to come on. I wanted to get it out, because if I didn't, I was going to burst.
Okay, very good. Well, that's a great place. What I will do is I will put this on the podcast as a bonus segment. It won't fit during the live rebroadcast, but at least people will have it if they download it that way. But I'll make sure we get the complete discussion here up on the podcast. But I appreciate it, Brent. It's always great to talk with you, and I thank you very much.
Well, the feeling's mutual, and I know you chime in quickly because it's in your wheelhouse to follow what I'm saying. And I assume there are a lot of people out there that listen to you that it's in their wheelhouse too, and that's why I wanted to say it on this platform. I'm thankful that you asked me, and I appreciate it.
Okay, likewise. And I certainly hope we'll be able to do it again very soon. Thanks.